أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله تعالى, everyone's doing well on the second night of this great month of Ramadan. We'd like to thank once again our Hafiz Naveed and Hafiz Suhaib for their great recitation and for us following it, to kind of have that connection with the Quran and, you know, hearing the familiar voices that we used to have and as we were at our masajid in the past years. But alhamdulillah, we're in the situation where we are in, and alhamdulillah, we're going to make the best out of it. Inshallah, you are all doing well and have a great start this month of Ramadan. As we mentioned, we're in the second night of this great month of Ramadan, and so we're covering the second juz of the Quran and also the third juz of the Quran, the second and third part of the Quran. Not completely the whole third part, but we're stepping into it, which consists of majority of the second half of Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2 in the Quran, and then of Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3. And so in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses a plethora of different topics. We're talking about the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a verse about Ramadan is a time that Allah has prescribed fasting for us, as He has prescribed for those people before us. So Ayatul Kursi is also mentioned in this surah. We all know the great benefits and merits of this one verse, verse 255 in Surah Baqarah, where the Prophet ﷺ has informed us that it's something to mention or to recite after every prayer and before you go to sleep every night, as it will be protection for you until you wake up in the morning. And if you haven't memorized that, the Ayatul Kursi, the verse of the throne, verse 255, as I mentioned, this is a great time to memorize it, inshallah ta'ala. It wouldn't take you too long, but to focus on it, inshallah, try to commit that to memory. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talks about the children of Israel, or the Bani Israel, the Jews, and how they dealt with their prophets in multiple different stories. And it's good to learn from the lessons of how they treated their prophets and how we make sure that we don't treat our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from the directions that we know that he has given us. And then at the end of Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a multitude of verses that speak about charity, about the benefits and the reward and the multiplication of deeds for those who give out and spend out in charity. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that do not follow up your charity with reminders. Don't remind people after you give them something. You know, a week later, 2 years later, 10 years later, remember when I helped you out? Remember when I gave you that loan? Well, I want you to help me out this time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that will take out the blessings of that charity that you give to someone. And at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the issue of interest, of interest-bearing loans, and to stay away from it, and it is prohibited. And it's something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that those who are involved in it will go to war with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. A very, very stern verse. And of course, interest and mortgages and banking is something that's kind of hard to navigate from our current situation here in America and other places. And you should definitely consult with your scholars about your banking situation and your mortgages. And of course, alhamdulillah, we have Dr. Siddiqui here and others that could help you answer those questions and kind of navigate you to the best options that you could pick for your solutions. But the verse that I wanted to pick from this part here in the chapter that we're going over for tonight is a beautiful verse, kind of helps us out understanding the situation that we're going through with this whole coronavirus and lockdown and being away from our masjid. You know, there's a lot of things that we could say, that, you know, how much we miss our masjid, we miss the gatherings, the iftar, to seeing our brothers and sisters, to hearing the Quran, all the beautiful blessings that come with Ramadan. And we're all at home, away from each other, and obviously that's kind of tough to deal with, right, in the social aspect. But at the same time, there's a lot of blessings in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in verse 216 of Surah Baqarah, where He talks about something very beautiful to understand the situation we're going through right now, and many situations that me and you are probably going to face in our life when certain trials and tests come our way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم عسى أن تقرأوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وعسى أن تحبوا شيئا وهو خير لكم وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful verse here says that if perhaps that you dislike something, but it's good for you. And perhaps you like something, but it's bad for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. And so how this verse, actually, if you go to it, it's actually in the context of speaking about war, about fighting. Of course, nobody wants to go out on the battlefield because you might lose your life. That's it. You won't see your family. You won't see your friends anymore. But there's a lot of great reward for doing that because you're protecting those who are oppressed, those who are in need. You're stopping evil, right? There's obviously in any country, any army, they obviously rank those who are actually out there in the battlefield and they give awards to them and so forth. Islam is no different. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about this in this context. But the general lesson can be stretched out about any trials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. It could be that, of course, we dislike the situation that we're going through. But it could be that there's a lot of benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to show us. They could be in a university, they could be a job, they could be a city that you're trying to either move into or work at or go to school at. And you wanted it really, really bad. And for some reason, you never got it. Right, you did all the things that you thought you wanted to do, but Allah SWT made it that you didn't go to that university and you went somewhere else. Could be better, alhamdulillah, you got that degree, and now you maybe didn't spend as much money you would have spent at another university and been in debt. Or you didn't get this job you wanted so bad, it was such a big company, the salary looked really nice, but guess what, you didn't get it. And it could have been that if you did get it, yes, you would have got a nice salary, but you would have dreaded it. The longer drive, maybe dealing with a manager that would be on your back the whole time, you wouldn't be happy, right? But would you know that? No, not at all. And this is what we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? If we don't have something to go our way, we would love to be our masjids right now. We can say, you know what, the whole coronavirus, if it happened just a couple months earlier, maybe it would have finished back in March and we would have been ready for Ramadan, and how beautiful that would have been. Right after coming out of quarantine, to go back in our masjid, to have our spirits lifted up, then you think that's a perfect story. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. And that's where us as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we put our faith into Him. I say, Ya Rabb, you know, we have plans. And we think this might be good. But Allah, you know what? You are the best of planners. You're Al-Hakim. You're the most wise. And we put our trust into you. And as humans, we're always looking to find the purpose and a reason behind anything, right? If a tree falls over, why did it fall? Did the wind blow it, right? If a car is not working, is it the transmission? Is it the battery? We're going to search for answers. And that's beautiful as humans. But sometimes when we can't figure out what's going on and what's the wisdom of why things are happening, why did I get sick? Why did I get in an accident, right? Why are we going through this whole quarantine? That we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to lift this trial, but we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the most best perfect planner. There's not 1 minute you are late in your plan. And there's not 1 minute that you are early in your plan, right? Everything is perfect. And we put our trust in you and we are pleased with your decision. And inshallah ta'ala, we're going to make the best out of it, right? And this is what's a great verse that has helped me a lot in my life. I really like it because it could really help you in any trials that you go through, and also shows you the great knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love the end of the verse, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows and you don't know. And I think that kind of sums up everything here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you in this month of Ramadan. May you have a great month, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah protect you and keep you healthy, and make us of the ones that enter and are saved from the hellfire every night in the month of Ramadan. We'll hope you benefit from all these reminders. Once again, spend great time with your family and with the Quran. We'll see you later. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.